Hello, folks. This is Vlad Mazik, and thank you so much for tuning in to our executive podcast. This is where we take about 10 minutes of our week and try to jam 2 or 3 weeks worth of work into a 10-minute podcast. If you haven't heard us in a while, that's because we've been on our Thanksgiving vacation, and we have a lot of stuff to talk to you about, mostly Shocky Monkey stuff, Exchange, Live Archive, so on and so forth. So first of all, the biggest news over the past 2 weeks has been the launch of Shocky Monkey. We announced yesterday that it's going to be completely free. So all of the stuff that used to be in Pro, aside from technical support and the SSL certificate, is now completely free, no credit card needed. It is ad-sponsored, but it's still free, and that's the best thing that can ever happen to it. So Hank is going to tell you a little bit about the UI enhancements and the cleanup that he's been doing for the past few weeks, and you can have it as soon as Monday. So really looking forward to that, and I'll pass you off to Travis, now is going to talk to you a little bit about what happened with Dewey. Now, we are moving Dewey from Exchange 2007 to 2010. Talk a little bit about that process and sort of what the partners need to look forward to.
So partners that are utilizing AutoDiscover records and created AutoDiscover records for their customers will essentially just have to restart Outlook in between each step of either moving to the 2010 temporary server or to their final home on Rocker Duck. This week we spent the good majority of the week working with partners that wanted to move their clients immediately to the Rocker Duck solution as opposed to waiting for the automated moves that we'll be doing over the next 2 months or so. The individuals that we did have move over was a total of about 120 mailboxes, and so far we've only had one issue, and it was just from a partner that didn't read the guide. So everything so far is working great and requires very little work and provides an immediate solution to a problem that we've been facing for a while.
And that's really been the key to making this migration happen, because a lot of people didn't want to make the move because it would require a lot of time and a lot of effort and touching each individual client, exporting mail, importing mail, etc. With this idea, you can actually do all the work remotely, and you can even give the guide to the end user. They shut down Outlook. When they reopen it, click on a button, and they're done. There's no exporting or re-importing mail. There's no creating of a new profile or archiving of the old one. It's all automatic. And at that point, you're on Rocker Duck, which means you're in Los Angeles and in Dallas. And hopefully, we can't break two data centers that are that far apart. If we do, then, you know, all bets are off, but at that point, I will probably quit, so we're all good. Now, Hank is going to talk to you about something that's never broken yet that we're willing to admit, and that's Shocky Monkey. Hank, you've been working on the UI cleanup. You've actually been cleaning up a lot of the code that I've written and the UI that I've stolen over the years. So all that stuff is now ported to jQuery, and all of it is very idiot-proof. Do you want to talk a little bit about the changes, how it's going to be faster, and what they have to look forward to come Monday the 5th, I think?
Yeah, as you mentioned, we've been cleaning up the monkey for several months now, going through the code. That some of the code is years and years old, and as we go through it, we notice little gotchas here and there that we've fixed, and as we go through and we clean these things up, it helps boost the performance. That's one aspect of it. The other thing that we did was we minified most all of the JavaScript files, which the average compression ratio on that was about 80%. So across all the bulky files, you're now looking at an 80% compression that is just going to boost the loading time tremendously as you navigate through these pages. With that on the back end, we enhanced the UI. The goal here was, one, to make it work and look very similar across all browser platforms, and also to give you a more unique and enhanced branding experience. You now have control virtually over exactly how it looks and how it feels, with ease of access when you're configuring and setting up different aspects of the portal as well. We tried to simplify that process, as Vlad mentioned, and make it very, very easy to use and navigate.
So there you have it, folks. We took a week off and didn't break anything. Travis has one more thing.
Over the past month or so, we've had an influx of users on the Rocker Duck cluster that have asked us to pull backup restores or restore from backups for individual client mailboxes, mainly because, let's say, the client deleted something that was past our retention ratio
or they just had something that they couldn't find, or their inbox got completely jumbled up by the doings of the users. And a problem that we've faced is restoring from a backup generally takes about a day just to get the database in a mountable state and then to locate the missing items. One thing that we've done over the past week is implement a lag server on the mailbox side that, in the event that we have to do a restore, we have a single mailbox server that is keeping a database copy from 7 days ago live and running. So in the event that we ever have to do a restore, we can do a quick restore or provide a quicker response for users as opposed to the at least day to mount databases.
Keep in mind that if you are interested in looking to do more advanced backups, or you want to have higher retention, or you want to do point-in-time backups, maybe your client needs 1 month backups, 2 months backups, etc., we can implement a custom backup policy for you. It only costs $1 per gig, and we can do whatever you'd like. So that's one of the more flexible things that you get with Exchange Defender, Hosted Exchange on the higher end. Whatever the client needs, we'll make sure that they get. Obviously, those are not the same costs as the entry fee, but we're flexible and we make anything that needs to happen happen. So, folks, thank you so much. Nothing broke. We're moving forward, adding more infrastructure, more pieces. Hopefully, next time I talk to you, we'll have a little bit of light on what we're doing with Exchange Defender Essentials. That's something that we're very, very excited about. What I actually said on Facebook was that we're dropping a nuke on the anti-spam space. So hopefully what we got going on with combination of our Hosted Exchange, Shocky Monkey, and everything that we're doing for our partners, it's going to make a very good 2012 for you. And thank you for being our partner, working with us, and listening to us. Have a wonderful weekend.